God's Creative Original by Deverlaine L. Trefethen, Part 2 of 3. And to the messenger of the Ecclesia in Laodicea write, Now, this is saying the Amen, the faithful and true witness, and God's creative original. Revelation 3:14, concordant throughout, unless otherwise noted. The firstborn and first fruits. The firstborn. Who is the image of the invisible God? Firstborn of every creature. For in him is all created, that in the heavens and that on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or sovereignties or authorities, all is created through him and for him, and he is before all, and all has its cohesion in him. And he is the head of the body, the Ecclesia, who is sovereign, firstborn from among the dead, that in all he may be becoming first. For in him the entire complement delights to dwell, and through him to reconcile all to him, making peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, whether those on the earth or those in the heavens. Colossians 1:15-20. It's important that we give close attention to Colossians 1:15-20, for there we learn that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of every creature. In him is all created. All is created through him. All is created for him. He is before all. He is the head of the body. He is the firstborn from among the dead, so that in all he may be coming first. When we read of Jesus as the firstborn of every creature, and that he was the firstborn from among the dead, his status of firstborn is not in accord with him being first, in the sense that he was the first of God's creation. If we will allow Scripture to teach us, we will find no reference of his existence prior to him coming in the flesh, born of Mary in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Matthew 2:1. Again, many people interpret the term firstborn to mean that the Father created his Son before creating anything else, suggesting that Jesus Christ existed before his birth. However, a deeper understanding reveals that Christ is not the firstborn in the sense of being created first, but rather the first in kind of a new creation, the first in kind of a new humanity. Remember, in the old humanity, flesh, all are appointed unto death in Adam, but in the new humanity, spirit, all are appointed unto life immortal in Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:22. I submit that the firstborn passages are not about Jesus existing with the Father in the beginning, nor even about Jesus being born of Mary. Rather, these firstborn scriptures speak of who Jesus Christ is, God's firstborn Son, in resurrection, firstborn from among the dead. The term firstborn gives expression to what Jesus accomplished for all God's creatures, through his death, burial, resurrection, vivification, and ascension to the right hand of the Father, each in relationship to sonship. The relationship of the Son to all of God's created may be realized in this very term. Firstborn. The Greek word rendered firstborn is prototokos. When I see the Greek spelling, what comes to mind is the term prototype. Don't you suppose Father had something to do with that spelling? The word origin of prototokos is from protos, meaning first, and tikto, meaning to bring forth. That is to say, prototokos means first to bring forth. Jesus was the first to bring forth that which is to follow. Jesus is the firstborn of every creature. Jesus is the pattern in that. Vivification accompanied his resurrection. Jesus was the firstborn from among the dead. Jesus was the firstborn to be vivified unto life immortal. We could rightly say that Jesus is the prototype of resurrection from among the dead, accompanied with instant vivification, unto life immortal. A prototype is that from which other forms are developed or copied. Jesus Christ is the prototype of all to come after him in death, resurrection, and vivification. The prototokos, the first brought forth. The term definitely speaks of a prototype, a first, an original, as in God's creative original, as in the first in kind, to be followed by the rest, in their class and order. The Colossians passage is chock full of what Jesus, as the firstborn son, paved way for all of God's creatures. It speaks volumes of the reconciliation of all. It does, in fact, exude the sweet-smelling savor of truth regarding the reconciliation of all. The term pre-existence of Christ is not a biblical term, but it has been used to make a point, pro or con. So, for the sake of that term, let us remember that according to Scripture, all of us pre-existed, in the sense that each of us were purposed in God beforehand, in His Logos. There has been much made of this next passage to prove that Jesus existed before he was born a baby boy. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was toward God, and God was the Word. This was in the beginning toward God. All came into being through it, and apart from it, not even one thing came into being which has come into being. John 1:1-3. With all that has already been detailed, may we realize that this passage in John is not talking about Jesus existing before he was a being on the earth. Greek logos, English word. The value of this term, word, logos, is to be sought out, and in doing so, we can ascertain the proper understanding and import of the term word in this passage to be God's divine order, God's calculated plan, God's directive, purpose, by which he decrees all. The term word, as we read above from John 1, may be understood thus. All will be, down to the strict and exact detail, as God has planned and purposed, after the counsel of his own will. We could easily say that God made up his mind in the beginning about exactly how everything regarding his creation would be played out. To illustrate from a playwright's viewpoint, Dad wrote a divine script. From a builder's perspective, Papa designed a divine blueprint. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. All the host of them were made by the breath of his mouth. He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. His counsel stands for the aeon. The thoughts of his heart are to all generations. Psalm 33:6, 9, 11, author's paraphrase. Everything created, everything, be it good or evil, came to be by God's divine design, his order, his plan, and his purpose. Because we know this, we can also be assured that we were included in his divine blueprint, the script, before we were ever a being. And Jehovah God formed man of the dust of the ground, body, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, spirit. And man became a living soul, Genesis 2:7, MKJV. Then the dust body shall return to the earth as it was, and the spirit, breath of life, shall return to God who gave it, Ecclesiastes 12:7, MKJV. According as he chooses us in him before the disruption of the world, we to be holy and flawless in his sight, in love designating us beforehand for the place of a son for him through Christ Jesus, Ephesians 1:4-5. Jesus said to them, "Verily, verily, I am saying to you, Ere Abraham came into being, I am. John 8:58. Just as Jesus was the most significant part of God's plan in fulfilling his Logos, long before Abraham was born, so, too, all of the rest of Father's creatures were purposed and planned before Abraham came into being. Abraham, in this instance, is just a reference point per se. First fruits. Next, let us consider the term first fruits. We will see how firstborn and first fruits each open to us understanding wherein we shall more fully realize what has been accomplished through God's Son, who is God's creative original. Yet now Christ has been roused from among the dead, the first fruits of those who are reposing. For since, in fact, through a man came death, through a man, also, comes the resurrection of the dead. For even as, in Adam, all are dying, thus also in Christ, shall all be vivified. Yet each in his own class, the first fruit Christ, thereupon those who are Christ's in his presence, thereafter the consummation, whenever he may be giving up the kingdom to his God and Father, whenever he should be nullifying all sovereignty and all authority and power, 1 Corinthians 15:20-24. Let's look at a few Greek words found in this passage. Aparche, for, meaning the first fruits, the earliest crop of the year. First fruits is an impetus for the rest. That is, this term found in the Old Testament sets a premise for the rest. God builds upon said term. The word origin of aparch is from apo, apo, meaning from, and archi, arco, meaning beginning or first. Epita, 5, meaning then, thereafter, afterwards. The word origin is derived from the Greek words epi, epi, meaning upon or after, and eta, eta, meaning then or next. Koimao, 6, meaning I fall asleep, am asleep, sometimes of the sleep of death. The word origin is derived from the Greek word kema, kemai, G2749, meaning to lie down or to be laid. Ktisma, 7, meaning a created thing, a creature. The word origin is derived from the Greek verb ktizo, kedizo, meaning to create or to form. As we can see, there are layers to be examined and understood regarding the term first fruits, especially as we examine the relationship of Jesus Christ to the term. My first introduction to first fruits was with regard to Israel's celebrated feast days. They were to observe the festivals yearly. The harvest of the first fruits was the first of their yield from what they had sown. They were to bring the first of the harvest to the house of Yahweh, their Elohim. At his first advent, Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of the celebrated spring feasts of the Lord. The feast of first fruits was fulfilled when Jesus was resurrected. He is, in fact, the first fruits of the harvest to follow. The terms first fruits and firstborn are each revealing. Compare. Yet now Christ has been roused from among the dead, the first fruits of those who are reposing with. He, Christ Jesus, is the head of the body, the ecclesia, who is sovereign, firstborn from among the dead, that in all he may be becoming first. Dad's creative original, Jesus Christ, having been established as the firstborn from among the dead / the first fruits of those reposing, has guaranteed that all of God's creatures will follow him in the consummate success of the one new humanity. Adam, old humanity, the head of the carnal dying flesh being, Jesus Christ, new humanity, the head of the vivified living spirit being. These truths bring to me full-on giddiness. I trust you are experiencing the same fullness of joy. To be continued.